cook up some soap outside, you probably get a great big heavy
kettle.
And if you're going to eat, you'd eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you want to bring some flowers and put them inside, you'd cut them in the garden, bring them in and put them in a pretty
vase.
And after the meal's over, the ladies say, well, let me help you
do the dishes.
Or not dry them, but you say, you don't have to dry them. I'll let you wash.
I bring them, wash them, or put them away after a while or something.
I don't bring them near you on that thing.
Would you say wash the dishes, probably?
Yes.
Well, he wants your pronunciation of it.
Just say it for me. Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after you wash them, you do what to them? You
either drain or dry.
And probably you better get the soap off so you
rinse.
And what sort of cloth do you use to wash them with? What do you call a cloth?
Dishcloth.
And how about the one that you dry them with?
Drying towel.
And if you wash your face, you dry your face with a
hand towel.
And you want water, you'll turn on the
faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider and it had one of those things on it, you'd turn on the
spigot.
If you had some liquid you wanted to get in a bottle, you'd probably better get yourself a
funnel.
And if you're driving horses and you want them to go a little faster, you might use your
whip.
You went to the grocery store and bought some groceries. You might put them in a box, but you might put them in a paper
bag.
And if you had 100 pounds of flour, you might have it in a 100 pound
sash.
And if you had 100 pounds of potatoes, you might get them in a
bag.
And if it's made out of, what would it be?
Burlap.
Would you call it a gunny sack ever?
Gunny sack, and
or a crocus sack? You ever call it a crocus sack?
No.
Okay. And if you had quite a lot of vinegar, you might store it in a great big wooden
barrel. Keg.
And a man has an armful. Bringing in wood, he has an armful. He might say, "My, that's quite a
armful of wood."
Would you ever say a turn of wood?
Mm-hmm.
No, not turn around here, okay. And if he had a wagon with firewood on it, but he didn't have the wagon full, he might, "Oh, that's just a wood, just a
jag."
Okay. And the lady hangs up the clothes and lets them dry on the line, then she goes out and puts the clothes in her
basket.
And the instrument, musical instrument, the men sometimes play, they hold it up to their mouth.
Mouth organ.
And if they have the kind, they stick between their teeth and like that. It's
too sharp. Used to play all of them.
And around the barrel, you have the big metal the thing you put in the bottle to keep the liquid from coming out. You might stick a
fork.
And if you have a nail and you want to get it in the board, you'll hit it with a
hammer.
Now on the old wagons, they had various ways of hooking the horse up to the, what do they call the
single tree?
Is that for one horse?
Single tree for one horse, or a double tree for two horses.
Do you ever call it a
evener?
Evener, yeah.
Yeah.